Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting now with Dr. Stacey Helmert of Helmert Hearing Clinic because October is National Audiology Awareness Month. Happy month to you.
Yes, it's our month. So we're excited about just bringing awareness to the community about what audiologists do. You know, the fact that we diagnose and treat and evaluate hearing loss, dizziness, and tinnitus, and just kind of bringing to light how we can help people with those aspects if they're having difficulties.
Obviously, we're in a retirement community, so your services are needed as, you know, as we age. But sometimes I don't know if it's ego or pride or if we just don't realize it. But there, you know, hearing loss is one of those things to where we kind of need a little more time to come to grips with. Is that fair to say?
That's very fair to say. The average time it takes for someone to admit they have a hearing loss is about 7 years. And so everybody around them figures that out first. And then, you know, and then typically they come to terms with it later.
Yeah.
So that's very fair. I think the most important thing you can do is just have your hearing tested. If you do think something's going on, even if you don't, it's good practice just to have a nice baseline audiogram so that if something does happen to your hearing later down the road, then you have something to compare it back to.
At what age should we start having those annual screenings done?
Well, unfortunately, you know, things go south at 40, I think. And so
I'm well aware. Thank you.
With eyes, ears, and a plethora of other things. So
ortho needs.
Yeah, exactly. So I think at 40 is a good time. I mean, if you've not had your hearing tested, a lot of times I'll test people and they say, oh, I haven't had my hearing tested since I was in grade school.
Grade school, yeah.
And so, you know, maybe once in your 20s, once in your 30s, and then, you know, maybe a little more regularly after your 40s then.
Well, and I know you and I have talked about this in the past, but it's worth repeating. Maybe 40 is too old at this point because of the use of the wearable technologies that everyone, you know, we love our AirPods. We want to shove them in our ears as much as we can, or we're listening to our music as loud as possible. It's like we're listening to devices more, you know, with that than ever before.
Right.
Or the gamers. The gamers are the big one, too.
Yes, that's definitely one of the things we want to bring awareness to is noise-induced hearing loss. And so that's basically what you're talking about. So when you listen to sound, whether it's music or whether you're in a work environment, it's a dose. And so the louder the sound is, the shorter the time you should listen to it. So what you want to do is monitor like how loud and how long. So, and then give your ears a period of rest in between those exposures.
It's not just for the guys that are in the band like Cody is behind the board over there, but also our hunters. We can't forget our hunters this time of year, especially. They need to make sure they pack some hearing protection before they go out.
Right. So the bow hunters are pretty good. I always tell Eddie.
Unless they're yelling at each other.
He should bow hunt, which he does. But definitely, even a one-time shot of a shotgun can definitely cause permanent damage. So I always think of it like you're hearing the hair cells in your ear are kind of like grass in a way. Like, so if you walk over it once, you can see where someone walked, but then it kind of fluffs back up or kind of recovers. And then if you continually walk over it or if you're continually exposed to noise, it would wear those hair cells away. And then if you were exposed to an extremely loud blast, it would just shear the hair cell off. And then those, unfortunately, don't grow back. So
it's like the hair on our head and in our ears never comes back. It just goes somewhere else.
Right. It migrates. So they're doing a lot of research on how to regenerate hair cells, which I do believe they can actually regenerate them, but there's no way to neurally connect them. And so that would be the next big step in that gap.
Well, let's talk about National Audiology Awareness Month, all kinds of different things that are going on. But things, it's that good time of year to like stop and pause and think about this whole list of things. So, you know, tell us more about, you know, exactly what, when we come to see you, what you're looking for and what you can help us with.
Right. So sometimes when people are having trouble with their hearing, it could be as simple as wax in the ear canal that can be removed. It's amazing to me how many people walk around with wax, like completely blocking their ear canal and decreasing their hearing. And they're like, oh, that's been there for a month or two. So
and it's like black. It's nasty.
Yeah. Well, so little fact, the longer wax sits in your ear, if it becomes dry or dehydrated, I guess.
Nasty. That's the word I use.
Less moisture there is, the darker it'll become. So it starts as kind of this pretty fall amber color, but then it does get darker. But there's ways we can remove that. And some people have had a bad experience, and so we can remove it without discomfort, either by using a loop to remove it, or sometimes we do have to still irrigate or rinse the ear out to get that wax out of there.
I'd never heard of that happening until a couple years ago. And then it's like I knew three people in a row that all had a massive wax buildup in their ear. And they thought maybe it was a toothache or an earache or migraine. I mean, they had all these different things. They had no idea. And it ended up just being wax in their ear.
Right. So, and oftentimes when you use Q-tips frequently, it's going back to the hunters, it's like packing the gunpowder down in there and kind of packs the wax in. So I would encourage you just use pinky finger and a washcloth and avoid the Q-tips. But that's something we can help you with. And then the other thing, especially right now, ragweed and I think mold is really high. So a lot of people are having trouble with allergies.
Big
so
time.
They might be having middle ear issues, either pressure behind the ear drum, or if that stays there long enough, then they could actually even get fluid behind their ear. So there's some, you know, different suggestions we can make for that as well.
It's awful. I experienced that too. I mean, my sinus infections fortunately don't go on my chest, but it always ends up as fluid behind my ears. And 1 minute you're fine, and the next minute you're about to fall over. You can't, literally cannot stand up. It's crazy how fast it comes on.
Right. So, definitely if you're having difficulties, you know, good to get it checked. The other thing I always like during Audiology Awareness Month is to bring out, especially with the cold and flu season coming up, is sudden sensory neural hearing loss. So with sudden sensory neural hearing loss, if you go to bed with hearing and you wake up and you can't hear, it's very important that you seek a professional immediately. And we're talking within 48 hours, that you should call our office or, you know, walk into any audiology clinic or ENT clinic, and that should be checked right away. If it's treated within 48 hours, or, you know, there's a window basically, with steroids, it can recover some of your hearing typically. So if you wait for a long time and think, oh, okay, this is allergies or, you know, a cold, or it'll go away, the longer you wait, then unfortunately, the less likely that hearing will be recovered.
I'm glad you mentioned ENTs. How do we know when we need to call you or when we need to see an ENT?
So the ear, nose, and throat doctors are going to handle the more medical aspects of it. So if you do have fluid behind your ear with, say it's infected or, you know, something like that, and you need an antibiotic, then you're going to consult either your primary medical doctor or an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Typically, ear, nose, and throat physicians are going to have you evaluated by an audiologist first anyway. So I like to think we could get you in quickly and maybe give you peace of mind about what's going on. And then if we see any kind of medical issue, we're going to refer you on to the appropriate professional.
Different areas of practice. We've talked mainly about hearing loss. I mean, if you know you have hearing loss, or your partner or spouse suspects hearing loss, I mean, you're the one to call.
Exactly. So just starting with that diagnostic hearing test is the way to go. And then if you're experiencing dizziness or tinnitus, there's also additional testing we can do to see if it's something that can be resolved, or, you know, give you some coping strategies to go along with that.
Tinnitus, I mean, you can find all kinds of cures for this on the internet and different different things. I would say tread carefully.
Yeah. So if there was one sure bet cure, we'd all have it. So unfortunately, so sometimes people will be told there's nothing that can be done for your tinnitus, and which is which is true in one sense that we can't necessarily make it go away, but there are a lot of different coping strategies available that might be some different relaxation techniques, masking techniques. Some people are so bothered by it that they need direction to get counseling so that they can cope with it in a bigger way. So it's very important if you're struggling with it that we can actually help. And then the other part of that, a lot of times tinnitus and hearing loss go hand in hand. One in three people who have a hearing loss also have tinnitus. And so oftentimes just by amplifying the sounds that you want to hear, it helps you kind of disregard the tinnitus and where it's not as bothersome or noticeable.
Right. And the hearing aids can help with that amplification. And let's talk about that next.
Okay.
You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with Dr. Stacy Helmert of Helmert Hearing Clinic. And October is National Audiology Awareness Month. So be aware of Dr. Helmert and all the great things that are happening at Helmert Hearing Clinic. Hey, we were talking about hearing loss earlier and how hearing aids can help mask the tinnitus or the ringing in your ears. The constant ringing in your ears can be negated with the help of a hearing aid, which is kind of a cool little idea.
Right. So, and what the manufacturers have figured out, so many people have tinnitus that they have, like most every hearing aid available has a tinnitus masking feature that can be set specifically for your sound. And so that's one of the things we can do, like pitch matching and loudness testing, so that we can set a tinnitus masker specific for what bothers you. But even without that tinnitus masker, just having the ambient noise and just being able to hear the things and focus on the things you want to hear. So it's going to help you disregard the tinnitus. So if you can like listen to music, and it's more pleasant than listening to your whatever noise you have, your buzzing, your ringing, your static noise, or whatever, however you describe it. I think it's been said that there's about 130 different descriptions of the noise or sound that people hear in their ears. So
and they all go through your head when you're trying to go to sleep at night.
Exactly. So you might need like a tabletop masker in that case. But one of the really cool things also with hearing aids now is the majority of them can stream your cell phone into the hearing aid directly. So whether you have Android or you have iPhone hearing aids or any kind of smartphone, it can directly stream it in there. And the nice thing about that with tinnitus users is that, you know, they get that direct stream of music or video or whatever they find more pleasant. And so it gives them relief from the thing that is unpleasant.
How's the technology? How easy is it to navigate?
Yeah, so we can. That's the nice thing about the apps. We can either just hook your phone to, like, sync your phone to the hearing aid, where when the phone rings, you answer it like you always do, or some of the hearing aids, you even just push a button on the hearing aid itself, and it starts the stream of the hearing aid or of the phone call into the hearing aid, which is really nice because you hear it in both ears. And I don't know if you've ever listened to listen to a phone call with both ears. If you plug your even just your earphones in and take a phone call with both ears and then just take one ear out, the quality of the sound is so different.
And sounds like you're listening to the radio.
I know. Exactly. I'm in stereo. So binaural hearing is I'm a big advocate for that. So if we can stream it into both ears, oftentimes people do much better. And then so it can be very basic, or you could have all the advantageous things that are available. We have a hearing aid that can actually detect falls. So fall detection, it can track your steps like a Fitbit. It can actually translate, which is really cool.
So that's like the coolest thing I have. I mean, seriously, that's the coolest thing I've heard.
Yeah. So like if a Spanish speaker, you turn the feature on, say a Spanish speaker was talking, your phone would pick it up and then it would translate it in English back into your hearing aid. So pretty cool if you travel a lot.
We just need it to then translate our English into Spanish so we can have a direct conversation there.
Yes. So what you can do then, so like then you say something back in English, it actually translates it back onto your phone. So it texts it for them, you know, like.
So it you comes just hold your phone up yeah. and have the conversation.
Exactly. So, which I had a friend who, he used it, he was traveling and he was trying to order and yeah. and it they had a whole
conversation. Because that's what it all comes down to. We just want to be able to order our food.
Yeah, we just want food, right?
Or am I on the right train?
Exactly. So, you know, those essentials.
Uh-huh. Tell us, give us a price range, give us an estimate. You know, where can we, you know, what's the starting, you know, everybody wants to know the price. What's the, you know,
right.
where can we get started at with our hearing aid and then grow into what?
Yeah, so the on the more basic level, so I kind of say for calm lifestyles, mm-hmm. We have hearing aids that work quite well in the ballpark of like around $1,000 per mm-hmm. hearing aid. Those can be the ones that hook to your phone, and they can also be rechargeable. So that's been another huge thing. Come back to that for in a second. Of course, because of all the fall detection and all of uh-huh. that, it does have artificial intelligence. So upward of, you know, ballpark of $4,000 per hearing aid. So there is a pretty big range, and there's about five or six different technology levels in between that. And that's why it's so important, in my opinion, to go to somebody who's going to figure out what's appropriate for your hearing loss, but also what's appropriate for your lifestyle. Because not everybody needs the mm-hmm. Cadillac of hearing.
Right.
If they're just sitting in their TV, you know, watching their TV and visiting with their spouse. That's going to be different from someone who is out there volunteering or, you know, now the fall detection part is kind of nice if you mm-hmm. have someone who's not stable. And the other thing that does, it will actually send a text message to your emergency contact and say near fall or fall detected. And so you can mm-hmm. call, they can then call the person and check on them. So
you mentioned earlier about charging and rechargeable, and that's a big deal because that too in hearing aids has changed drastically over the past few years.
Yes, I think that's going to be the future of hearing aids. They have lithium ion batteries, and so it's predicted to be a 5-year battery. It takes about 3.5 hours to get a full charge on the battery. So overnight, you would just stick your hearing aids in the charger. Once they're charged, fully charged, they turn off, and then you know, and then you take them out in the morning and put them back on.
Is it like a case, like a case, like what you put your AirPods in, where you just slide something in there and then you shut the lid and it charges itself?
Right. So, the charging case is, so instead of, you know, storing your hearing aid in a mm-hmm. hearing aid case, you put them in this a charging case that plugs in. It's typically they're USB to mini USB, mm-hmm. and then it also charge it while you're charging your hearing aids. It's also charging the base of mm-hmm. the case, and so that also you can get a charge for a day or two in case, you know, power goes out or mm-hmm. have an earthquake or, you know.
Easy. We've been
whatever,
having a lot of those around
whatever
here.
Weird stuff happens, you know.
Hey, you've got a couple big events coming up as we celebrate October, and then we move into November. On October 22nd at Big Creek at 5:30, you're going to be hosting Girls Night Out with Marvelous.
Yes, I'm excited to do that. I've not done that before, but I look forward to just meeting all the ladies that come out. And you guys are welcome to come. We would love to see you. We can talk audiology or talk other things. So, yeah, we would love to see you come out to that.
Girls Night Out is a good event. I mean, all you have to do is register with Marvelous, and you get a ticket and you get some hors d'oeuvres, and I think you get a free glass of wine. And, you know, you can sit and mingle and have all kinds of conversations. It's a good time had by all.
There you go. So.
And you've got your annual customer appreciation open house coming up on Friday, November 1st. And KTLO, the KTLO Treasure Chest, will be there broadcasting live from 11 to 1. It's November 1st. That's easy to remember.
Yeah, November 1st. You know, turn the calendar over. You come to Helmert Hearing Clinic. So, and we'll have, of course, some tasty fall snacks and prizes that you can register to win in case you don't win the KTLO treasure chest. But yeah, that'll increase your odds. And then we also have coupons where you can get discounts on the different hearing aids, wax removal, and batteries. So we would love to have you come out to Helmert Hearing Clinic and and check things out.
And apparently we all need those coupons for the wax removal.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Stacy Helmert of Helmert Hearing Clinic, of course, located in the Town East Center. And October is National Audiology Awareness Month. So next time you see Dr. Helmert, be sure to give her a pat on the back. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good Saturday. You've been listening to Local Matters on KTLO.